So I've been doing good, but there's a much, much, way bigger curve of improvement that I can see going on with me.
Was it good that, you know, when you guys went to team 11-on-11 today, and Cullen and Peter, to get the reps with the first group? I mean, is that a milepost on your journey, kind of? That shows some progress?
It really don't, because they just putting us out there. It's just like we just kind of out there because the Cullen and them ain't out there. But it definitely helps you out, because then you get put into those situations where, okay, when Cullen and them there, you go 2 minutes, you just sitting on the sideline. But then you put in there, and then it's just like, okay, this is game time situation. It's 2 minutes. These how fast the call's going to be coming. This how fast the ball going to be moving. So it gets you acclimated with those type of situations, would definitely help you out. So you get thrown in the game, you're not just out there running around looking lost. You feel more comfortable. So, you know, with the opportunities that I get presented like that, especially on these two-day practices, I'm definitely going to look forward to cashing in on them.
With Johnny gone for the year, do you feel like you have to? You potentially are the first guy in as far as the backups go.
that's not necessarily true either. But potentially. But, they never made it feel like I have to do absolutely anything. I know that they put me out there and that my coach is definitely riding me because he wants me to be able to come in and give that immediate impact, which I feel like I can do. But, I don't feel any pressure. I've never felt like I've been under pressure. I just take it one day at a time, and then how I progress.
Okay. So nobody pulled you aside and said, hey, this is the story, and we really going to be
doing
that never happened?
People said something like Aaron Rodgers came up to me. I was here all summer. He was one of the first people back. He said, let's go. Let's get ready. You're going to have to play a lot of snaps this year. Just get right. This is your time to get right during camp. My teammates make me feel the same way, especially within the defensive line. We all push each other because we all know that it's definitely going to be a heavy rotation going on this year to get people in, keep fresh bodies, and be able to go out there and play. But, they don't. It's no pressure involved in it. It's just like, you're a rookie, but you're not. You need to learn fast. Like Coach says, you don't get a redshirt season this year. This ain't no season where you can just sit back and just be like, okay, I can just learn. You got to learn on the fly. You got to be able to produce.
Mike, you didn't probably need anybody to say anything either. I mean, I know Johnny wasn't here, and I know you don't want to get your opportunity when something bad happens to somebody else, but what did you think when the suspension hit? I mean, you had to have a feeling that was going to impact your role.
You know what? It's one of the biggest things is I really hate to answer that question is because, you never wish, especially me, never wish that anybody get put in that type of situation. That's first and foremost. But, obviously the opportunity was there. If Johnny would have made it out, they still drafted me second round. So the opportunity still was going to be there for me to be able to come in and play. So I just look at it as, you take the opportunity as given. They drafted me second round. They want me to play. That's an opportunity. And that's how I looked at it, regardless of whether or not what happened with his situation. So.
You set any personal goals for this
season?
Yeah,
I have, and that's why they're personal. But I have a lot of goals, and my goals may seem unrealistic to a lot of people, which is why I don't talk on my personal goals. But I have personal goals. It's between me and God, though.
So you set them high, though, without telling anybody. But you set them high for a reason. I mean, you must at least think that
it's something that I do because. I don't know. You like said, people follow me on Twitter. People do, but I know, faith without works is dead, which is something that's said in the Bible. And you ask and you receive. And I just believe that, if you ask God for something and you wholeheartedly ask Him, that He give you the desires of your heart. And it may not, people may look at me and go, okay, well, that's an unrealistic goal. But without, with God, nothing is impossible. So that's just how I look at it. So I keep my goals to myself and between me and God. And, I definitely know that I can accomplish my goals that I set for myself. So
you'll break news on Twitter for us.
Oh yeah, if I hit a goal, then I'll hit a goal. Yeah, I'll say something like that. I agree to terms or something like that. But most definitely, if I hit a goal towards the end of the season, that's when I'll probably make a big shout about it. But during the season, I got to do that. I got to climb the mountain. So.
So headline: Cocky Neal predicts 20 sacks. Huh?
No, I can't be that, man. I can't be that. I'm not being cocky.